everybody, and welcome back to another little bite-sized political podcast. As always, sponsored by quantumhypno.co.uk. Do check out the link below. And we've reached Friday. We've reached the last working day of the week for some people. Although we must remember that other people work at weekends. So anyway, wherever you are, I hope you're having a good Friday. And let's talk about Peter Hitchens, shall we? Because the esteemed columnist Peter Hitchens is someone who I have always liked and enjoyed his writing. But Peter gets some of the really big things wrong. I'm going to give you three examples of where Peter Hitchens gets it profoundly wrong. First of all, Peter Hitchens did not support a unilateral UK departure from the European Union. He was the guy who had a very public argument with me about the need for us to stay in the single market. I didn't want to stay in the single market. I wanted out of every connection to the European Union. That's what I wanted. And I think probably most of the 17.4 million other people who voted to leave also felt similarly. But Peter would have none of it. And I remember, as I say, we had a very heated debate back in 2016. And he called me all kinds of names, because that's what Peter does when he gets annoyed. So we got the Brexit wrong. That's a pretty big issue. Then we jump forward to 2020 and the whole COVID shenanigans. And who went and got his vaccine or his vaccines so we could travel? None other than the intrepid Peter Hitchens. Now, he did mock masks, but he wore masks. He did wear them. He publicly posted images of himself wearing masks. Ludicrous masks from the Second World War, though, which is sort of, I get the point, but all the same. But he embraced the jabs. He did embrace the jabs. So we got that big issue wrong. Which brings us to today. And today he's written a column, it's over in the Daily Mail, basically saying that we mustn't punish the Conservatives and allow Starmer in, because Starmer will destroy the UK. Much as Peter rightly observes, Tony Blair did when he got in 1997. But I'm sorry, Peter Hitchens, you are fundamentally wrong again. Because here's why. If we continue to vote for these fake Conservatives in whatever numbers, then all we're ever going to have is fake Conservatives. What we need to do is absolutely punish these bunch of fakers, and I chose my words carefully there. We need to punish them by hopefully getting to net zero Conservatives, apart from Andrea Jenkins and one or two others who aren't too bad. They all need to lose their seats, all of them. The whole high command needs to lose its seats, for example, and I think that will probably happen. But no, Peter Hitchens, he's worried. He thinks, yeah, but if you let Starmer in, he'll be even worse. Yes, but Peter Hitchens, that's the problem. Our choice is between bad and even worse. That's not acceptable to me. I want a choice between something that's good and something that's bad. And what we need is to destroy the Conservatives, burn them to the ground, metaphorically speaking, so we can have something else in the place. Some centre-right Conservative with a small C movement. Now, that's not the Reform Party, just for clarity. I'm not saying that for one second, because they're Judas goats. But we do need to create a space, and something will fill that space. Believe you me, when Keir Starmer gets in and he continues with the destruction of Britain, which is a core Labour value, then that will rile up many Brits, and hopefully, you know, that's going to be you and me as well, and we can argue back and we can fight back and we can create our own structures. And you know, I don't even think we need to be part of the beast system at all, but Peter, no, he wants to somehow preserve this fake Tories for fear of what Labour's going to do. But number one, it won't work, because the majority, I mean, I don't know who he's talking to. Is he talking to himself? Is he talking to the editorial board of the Daily Mail? I don't know. But the vast majority of Conservative voters, I think, at this point, are probably in a place where they're thinking, you know, we've put up with this mob for 14 years. They've not delivered anything. They've sold us out on so many different fronts, and therefore we won't vote. It's not so much they're going to go and vote for Labour, because I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think Conservative voters will vote Labour. I think they won't vote, or they might vote for Reform or some of the other smaller parties, or abstain. You know, there's different options for them there. And I wouldn't blame them doing any of those things, by the way. So this is a theme with Peter Hitchens. On the big issues of the day, he often gets it wrong. And boy, does he hate that when you point it out. He got it wrong in Brexit. He got it wrong in COVID. And he's got it wrong over the forthcoming general election. That's three strikes, Peter Hitchens. Some people might begin to wonder if you really are the great rebel that sometimes you present yourself to be. The other thing is about Peter is, of course, he's the most depressing person ever. And he's not a barrel of laughs, I can tell you. I went for dinner with Peter Hitchens back in 1997, something like that. And he was interesting, but not a lot of laughs, it has to be said. You know, you didn't find yourself fearing that your sides would split with chortling at his repartee. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. The point is that on the big issues, Peter Hitchens continues to get it wrong. Or at least I think so. So you tell me, am I right, or is Peter Hitchens?